First of all, the journalist should not act like a judge. It's very important to be impartial and also accurate. What he or she says should be based on facts, and it should be checked with different sources, because the audience, and then the people who are getting information from media, they want to hear and watch accurate information, not something which is not accurate. This is very important for a journalist to be to watch it all the time. And in order to bring the facts, he or she should also work hard to find the real and to find out the information that is not available for the people, the ordinary people, to get the hidden information which the politicians or the government or different organizations, they try to hide it from public. So this is important for journalists, and that's why, you know, he should be all the time curious, and he or she should be very analytical, and he and she should be suspicious on the information he or she gets and check it with different sources.
But nowadays, the competition is very tough because of the social media. If a journalist wait to be accurate, the story may get old by that time.
Accuracy is the most important thing in my view, because, you know, if of course social media is a challenge for the journalist, but all the information that are coming to the social media, Twitter or Facebook or other social media networks. So most of the times you hear that the information are wrong. So it's better to be a bit late, not so late that you lose the story, but you should give the audience and the people who are listening to you the accurate information. That's very important. Otherwise, there won't be any trust for the media or for the journalist.
Do you think sometimes journalists get partial because of their own interest?
It depends, actually. In big media, like the BBC, I think because we have got specific rules, guidelines we have, and the system in the organization that I'm working is a bit, you know, different procedures we should move on to and check the information with different editors, and there are lots of people. So in BBC, it's rare that the journalists cannot be like, you know, it is always said to us that be impartial. Impartiality is the most important thing in the BBC, and that's why, you know, we have a big book of guidelines and we have to follow the rules. And in some, maybe some local medias, for example in Afghanistan or in some other Middle Eastern countries or even West, so in local medias maybe some journalists are they can be partial. Yeah, maybe the reason is that they want to be famous, or they want to, you know, show themselves that we have got such a story and break the story that, in fact, that's not reality. Or maybe, you know, he or she didn't, you know, just pass the journalistic rules to be checked. So, yeah, it is possible. But in big organizations, I think it's a bit difficult to be, you know, partial. Most of the times you have to check with others.